This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Campaigning has intensified for the third phase of general elections, with top leaders of major political parties making strong pitch to woo the voters through rallies and road shows across the country. 95 parliamentary constituencies across 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. A total of 1,351 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed a public rally at the Tapovan grounds in Kolhapur city of Maharashtra. He said, in the last 10 years, the NDA government has striven to find stable solutions to problems that were plaguing the country. Mr. Modi said, the women and the youth of the country have always been a priority for his government. Mr. Modi highlighted the Atmanirbhar Bharat and the Startup India initiatives of the NDA government. He added that the loan amount under the Mudra Yojana will be doubled to 20 lakh rupees if his government is voted back to power. Hitting out at the Congress and the INDIA bloc, Prime Minister Modi said they have scored two self-goals of anti-nationalism and hatred politics. Chief Minister of Maharashtra Eknath Shinde was also present on the occasion. 11 seats in Maharashtra, including Kolhapur, Hatkarangle and Latur, will go to polls in the third phase. Later, Prime Minister Modi also held a public meeting at Vasco in Goa. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a rally at Udgir in Latur district of Maharashtra. She hit out at Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led NDA government over unemployment and inflation. She said 30 lakh posts are lying vacant in the central government, while 70 crore people are unemployed. Ms. Vadra also said that GST has been imposed on agricultural equipments, and she promised to abolish it if her party is voted to power. She alleged that the NDA government waived loans for rich individuals but failed to do the same for farmers. Earlier, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressed a rally at Dharampur in Valsad district of Gujarat. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah today addressed election rallies in Porbandar, Bharuch and Panchmahal in Gujarat. Addressing a rally in Panchmahal, Mr. Shah said the BJP government will implement the Uniform Civil Code once it returns to power. He said the BJP government, under the leadership of Narendra Modi, has freed India from terrorism. Mr. Shah said the BJP government is committed to the development of all sections of society, including poor and marginalized people. Addressing a rally in Bharuch, Mr. Shah said BJP government has not only increased the budgetary outlay for tribal people in the country, but also enhanced the education and health facilities for them. He also assured people that the BJP government would not take away the fundamental rights of tribals. 25 constituencies of Gujarat will go to polls in a single phase in the third leg of the 7th, on the 7th of the next month. In Uttar Pradesh, senior leaders and star campaigners of various political parties are holding public meetings and roadshows in different constituencies. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed public meetings in Hathras, Firozabad and Auraiya today. Samajwadi Party National President Akhilesh Yadav held a roadshow in Kannaut and addressed an election rally in Kanpur Dehat. BJP leader and Union Minister Meenakshi Lekhi addressed the BJP Mahila Morcha conference in Kanpur. The centre has allowed export of over 99,000 metric tons of onion to 6 countries: Bangladesh, United Arab Emirates, Bhutan, Bahrain, Mauritius and Sri Lanka. The government has also allowed export of 2,000 metric tons of white onion cultivated specially for export markets in West Asia and some European countries. In December last year, the export of onion was prohibited to ensure adequate domestic availability against the backdrop of estimated lower kharif and rabi crops in 2023-24 as compared to the previous year. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are likely to continue over East and South Peninsula India during the next 5 days. Severe heat wave conditions are also likely to prevail over Gangetic and Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and parts of Odisha. Heat wave condition is also likely in Bihar, Jharkhand, interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Kerala and coastal Andhra Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.